You face the kind of problems that show up when you are already tired and behind schedule. A hose splits, a bolt locks itself in rust, a gate sags, just enough to drag the ground. None of it is dramatic. All of it slows you down and pushes you toward mistakes. You do not have a full shop on standby. You have three things within reach: duct tape, WD-40, zip ties. They ride in every truck in two blocks because they buy you time when nothing else will. You work in tight corners and bad light. You feel metal shift under your grip. You hear the soft tick of something failing. You move fast, but not careless. These fixes are temporary, but they keep a job alive long enough to finish it or to get to real tools. You do not chase perfection. You chase control, stability. One more hour without breakdown. Chapter 1. Duct tape triage. You start in the garage with weak lighting and dust hanging in the air. The first failure hits when the shop vacuum loses its pull. You hear the pitch drop as the motor strains with nothing to work against. You track it fast. The main hose has a fresh crack that opens wider every time you bend it. You pull the tape roll from your belt and wrap the brake tight. You spiral upward and press the seams flat. The hose stiffens. Suction comes back. It is not perfect, but it holds long enough for you to finish the cleanup. Next problem: weights at the bench. A hammer handle feels loose when you grip it. The head shifts a little with each swing. That small movement can turn into a sharp twist when metal meets metal. You do not risk that. You bind the neck of the handle with tape and build a collar. Each layer adds friction. You test it by striking a block. The head no longer drifts. You gain control again. A warped panel tries to fight you on the sawhorses. It needs steady pressure while you trim an edge. You do not have a clamp within reach. You make one. You stretch a tape strap from one leg of the sawhorse to the other. You twist the center until the tape pulls down on the panel and locks it in place. It looks simple, but it stops the board from shifting when the blade touches it. The cut stays straight because you remove the wobble. You move to the yard and feel grit under your boots. A glove tears on a nail head. The rip exposes your knuckles. You tape the glove from inside and outside to cover the break. The glove regains enough structure to finish the task without scraping skin on stray metal. The tape stiffens the fabric and buys time until you can replace it. Noise rises from a corner where a storage bin keeps falling open. The latch is worn. You loop tape across the lid and anchor it to the side. The seal is not airtight, but the contents stay inside when the wind pushes against it. In low-stakes jobs like this, tape gives you speed. You do not waste minutes hunting for hardware you do not need. You return inside and look over the morning's work. Every fix is a stopgap. None of it is built to last. You know that. These repairs hold long enough for a proper solution. When there is time, you feel the weight of small problems that stack on top of each other until they stop a job cold. You fight that creeping stall with simple tools that never leave your kit. You wipe sweat from your neck and check the hose patch one more time. The seam is firm. The vacuum still runs strong. The hammer sits on the bench without wobble. The glove protects your hand long enough to finish rough tasks. The panel is cut. The storage bin stays closed. These wins are not glamorous. They are the reason the day keeps moving. You shut the garage door and step into the heat outside. You hold the tape roll and feel how much it has left. Enough for the next round of failures. Enough to carry you into the afternoon without losing momentum. Then you notice the metal gate by the side yard shifting out of square. It drags across the concrete and pulls harder each time it swings. tape will not help here. The pressure sits at the hinges and the latch. You are walking into a different kind of fight. The next tool waits in the truck. Chapter 2. WD-40 saves the day. Rain starts while you reach the gate. The hinge bolt is orange with rust and locked tight. You feel the metal resist when you put your weight into the wrench. You hear a faint grind that warns you the threads are fused. You shake the can, aim at the joint, and work the straw into the narrow gap. The spray hits with a sharp smell. It runs down the hinge and gathers on the concrete. You wait a few seconds, then put the wrench back on. The bolt shifts a fraction. You push again. It breaks free with a rough snap. The gate lifts off the ground when you adjust the hinge height. A door inside the house calls for your attention next. It has been groaning for weeks. Each time it opens, the hinge drags against the frame. You pull the door slightly towards you to expose the hinge pin. You apply a thin line of WD-40 along the top. The liquid runs down the pin and settles into the joint. You open and close the door a few times. The sound fades. The frame stops shaking. What was once a warning sign becomes quiet. On the work table, a utility knife refuses to slide open. Dirt and adhesive sit inside the track. You angle the knife away from you and give the slider a small burst. The overspray forms a film, so you wipe the extra with a rag to stop your hand from slipping. You try the slider again. It moves with a steady click. The blade stays under your control. You keep pressure exact and predictable. A stuck blade is dangerous. A smooth one keeps the cut clean. A piece of adhesive residue waits on a metal surface. It ruins the glide of a project that needs a smooth base. You mist the area with WD-40 and let it sit for a minute. The glue softens. You scrape it gently with a plastic scraper. The metal underneath comes back to its natural finish. You wipe the surface dry, so nothing becomes slick when the next step begins. A drawer track sticks each time you try to close it. You pull the drawer out and inspect the wheels. One has collected rust from years of moisture. You spray the axle and roll the wheel with your thumb. The squeak fades. The reel gains momentum. You slide the drawer back in. It moves without catching. The small fix removes a daily irritation that could have led to a broken track. The rain outside grows heavier. The smell of wet metal mixes with the scent of the spray. You check the floor so you do not step in overspray. A slick surface can turn into a fall. You keep a rag nearby for quick cleanup. Every movement demands awareness when you use a lubricant in a tight space. You stand still and review your work. Each task in this chapter depends on motion, rust, friction, binding. You treat them all the same way. You restore movement. You restore control. You clear the path so the real work can continue. You hear a whip of plastic from the truck bed. Something knocks against the inner wall. Loose wires from an old project have slid out of a crate and are dragging over the tailgate. They move with every gust of wind. If they catch on anything, they will tear free and create a new problem. You reach for the next tool. Chapter 3. Zip Tie Mastery. You reach the truck bed and see the wires dragging across the tailgate. The wind pulls them toward the pavement. One sharp edge on the road can shear the insulation. You grab a handful of zip ties from the side pocket of your toolbox. You gather the loose bundle and route it back into a controlled loop. You tighten the first tie until it bites into the insulation but does not crush it. You add two more to lock the loop against the inner wall of the bed. The wires stop shifting. The wind loses its leverage. You move to the fence at the side yard. The latch sags each time the gate closes. It hits the strike plate low and scrapes the post. You lift the latch by hand and feel the play in the bracket. You do not have screws on you, and the wood is swollen from heat. You thread a heavy zip tie through the top holes of the bracket and cinch it tight. The tie pulls the bracket upward and sets the latch back in line with the strike plate. You test it by swinging the gate open and closed. It hits clean every time. Inside the workshop, a split board waits for glue, but you cannot find the clamp you meant to use. The board needs pressure from both sides before the glue cures. You run a zip tie through two drilled holes and pull the tie until the split closes. You wipe away the extra glue that seeps out of the seam. The tie holds the board stable without shifting. You leave it to cure and check the tension again. It remains steady. Heat rises from the driveway as the sun peaks. A piece of car trim has come loose on the side of an old sedan. It flaps when you drive and hits the body with a sharp snap. If it tears off, it can strike another vehicle or damage your tire. You thread three zip ties through the small gap between the trim and the mounting point. You tighten them in sequence, each one pulling the trim closer to the frame. The plastic bends slightly, but stays in place. The trim stops moving when the wind hits it. The fix is not pretty, but it is safe. Next, you check a bundle of cables behind a workbench. They fall across the floor and create a trip hazard. You route them upward along a leg of the bench. You place ties at the top, middle, and bottom. Each tie removes slack. The cables no longer drag and no longer look like a loose set of traps waiting for a rushed step. You step back and watch the pattern of each solution. Zip ties do not solve problems through force. They solve them through grip, tension, and control. They create boundaries around loose objects. They stop drift before drift becomes failure. You feel the pressure in each tie as you pull it tight. You feel the moment when stability replaces chaos. Sweat forms on your arms as the heat builds in the yard. The sun makes every surface hot enough to sting. You move fast to finish before the plastic softens too much. You reinforce one last point on the fence where the horizontal rail wobbles. You pull a long tie across the joint to stop the rail from sagging. The fence straightens. The tension holds. You gather the cut tie ends from the ground and drop them into a bin. The jobs you completed today will not last forever. They do not need to. They hold long enough to prevent bigger failures. They buy you time, clarity, and safe ground to work from. You understand the purpose of temporary solutions. They are not shortcuts. They are stabilizers in a world where small problems break rhythm faster than big ones. You close the truck bed and head toward the house. The day is not heavier than before. It is just quieter. Everything that once slipped, sagged, caught, or dragged is now held in place by your hands and a handful of plastic ties. You step through the door and stop when you hear the tremble of something falling in the pantry. A stack of storage bins leans forward, ready to spill. This next problem will not wait.